Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the fourth day in the month of December 2025. It's a beautiful new day, and the Lord is already in our midst. He's always in our midst, but this morning He has brought to us the undiluted Word of God. If you're hearing my voice this morning, that means you made it to a brand new day, and I want you to take a second of your time to just appreciate the giver of life. Life that no man can buy. Let's thank Him for every single gift, the gift of our senses, the gift of every organs in your body that responded this morning. Unto you, Most High Invisible Lord, want to say thank you. Please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today we'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven Manual that says, Delivering God's Message, Delivering God's Message. Our input today is taken from Hymn 28, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 5 to chapter 9, and our memory verse is taken from Ephesians chapter 4 verse 29, which says, Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearer. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 29, Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And our Bible reading is taken from 2 Samuel chapter 12 from verse 1 to 14. 2 Samuel chapter 12 from verse 1 to 14. From verse 1 it reads, The Lord sent Nathan to David when he came to him. He said, There were two men in a certain town, one rich and the other poor. The rich man had a very large number of sheep and cattle, but the poor man had nothing except one little ewe lamb he had bought. He raised it and it grew up with him and his children. He shared his food, drank from his cup, and even slept in his home. It was like a daughter to him. Now a traveler came to the rich man, but the rich man refrained from taking one of his sheep or cattle to prepare a meal for the traveler who had come to him. Instead, he took the ewe lamb that belonged to the poor man and prepared it for the one who had come to him. David burned in anger against the man and said to Nathan, As surely as the Lord lives, and the man who did this must die. He must pay for the lamb four times over because he did such a thing and had no pity. Then Nathan said to David, You are the man. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I anointed you king over Israel and I delivered you from the hand of Saul. I gave your master's house to you and your master's wives into your arms. I gave you all Israel and Judah, and if all this had been too little, I would have given you even more. Why did you despise the word of the Lord by doing what is evil in his eyes? You struck down Uriah and the Hittites with the sword and took his wives to be your own. You killed him with the sword of the Ammonites. Now therefore the sword will never depart from your house, because you despised me and took the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife. This is what the Lord says. Out of your own household I am going to bring calamity on you. Before your very eyes I will take your wives and give them to one who is close to you, and he will sleep with your wife in broad daylight. You did it in secret, but I will do it in broad daylight before all Israel. Then David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. Nathan replied, the Lord has taken away your sin. You are not going to die, but because by doing this you have shown utter contempt for the Lord, the son born to you will die. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Once again, our topic today is delivering God's message. Our manual today reads, when you get sufficiently close to God and begin to intercede for other people, God will tell you things about them. Sometimes you will not need to tell the people you are praying for the things God tells you about them. You can just give them instructions to guide them into God's will. However, if God leads you to share some things with them, then you must apply wisdom, especially when the messages are negative. You must take a cue from the way Nathan delivered God's message to David, as we read in today's Bible reading. If Nathan had just told David, thus said the Lord, because you are taking another man's wife and killed the man, evil will befall you, he could have lost his head that day. However, due to the way he presented the message, David got on his knees in repentance. The purpose of prophecy is for edification, exhortation, and comfort, like we see in 1 Corinthians 14 verse 3, not to condemn or show everyone that you can hear from God. If your prophecy does not edify, exhort, or comfort the one you are prophesying to, you are likely delivering the message wrongly. Even when Elijah was direct in passing judgment on Ahab, because God specifically told him what to say in 1 Kings chapter 21 from verse 17 to 29, Ahab repented because the purpose of the prophecy was not to condemn him but to bring him to repentance, as God has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, like we see in Ezekiel 33 verse 11. Note that there will be times when, even though you deliver God's message in the right manner, the people who receive the message might still not do the will of God. You can't force people to do God's will. Your major responsibility is to deliver God's message. It is up to you. It is up to the recipient of the message to either believe God's prophet and prosper or not, like we see in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20. Sometimes God might even allow the hearts of the recipients to be added, as he did with Pharaoh, like we see in Exodus 9 verse 12, so that in future others will take his word more seriously. Beloved, Ephesians chapter 4 verse 15 tells us to speak the truth in love. This means that if God wants you to give others a message, you must allow his love to guide whatever you say. It is best to ask God to fill your heart with wisdom and love before you speak, so that your words will not do more harm than good. Today's open heaven comes to the key point that says, at all times, especially when delivering God's message, let your words always be gracious and edifying. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to. Download or share. The link you pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store and Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned, and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again until we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed and have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.